Just last weekend, I went shopping with my friend Anna. When it came time for lunch in the afternoon, Anna and I had a disagreement about where to go to eat. Anna told me she wanted to go to a very popular Japanese restaurant. But I didn't want to wait in line a long time because I was exhausted after a whole day walking. Instead, I preferred to go to a hot pot restaurant. In fact, this isn't the first time we have argued. Although we are on good terms, we often quarrel over some trifles. At first, I tried to persuade Anna to give up on the idea of Japanese food. I told her I was tired and thirsty, so I wanted to have a meal immediately, but she stuck to it. We had a standoff, then she told me that she had been craving this Japanese food for a long time, and would be very sad if she didn't try it today. Her greatest joy was to taste all kinds of tasty foods. Anyway, we could go to the bubble tea shop and chat there, since it was still early and time flew by. I was little moved by her words, until she promised to buy me a bottle of milk tea, and I finally agreed. I believe it's quite normal to have disagreements between friends. The most important thing is to make things clear and solve the misunderstanding. Of course, if we can put ourselves in the other's shoes, we may solve the argument quickly and amicably.